Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show.
I'm Amy L. Adler of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, and today I want to talk to you about the 5 ways you can measure your networking success, 5 metrics you can use to determine whether your networking strategy is doing the job you expect it to do. Do you ever wonder whether your efforts in networking are bearing fruit? Perhaps you'd never thought about measuring how you can make this happen more effectively, measuring whether your strategy is doing what you want it to do. And honestly, throughout a job search, networking can seem very thankless. It can seem like you're running and running and running and meeting people and so on, yet you're still in the midst of a job search. So today, let's pin down where you can measure what you are doing and how you can identify where bottlenecks in the process might be tripping you up. So let's start at the highest level and move down to the most narrow. Think of it like a funnel. So at the top of the funnel, let's start with 1, your new connections on LinkedIn. You can measure, you can count, literally count, how many new connections on LinkedIn you are making per week. And these connections can fall into a couple of categories. They can be from business cards that you have collected over months, maybe at networking events or business meetings or what have you, conferences. And now it's time to turn those into actual LinkedIn connections. So what you need to do is go figure out where you shoved all of those business cards or those lists of people and start reaching out on LinkedIn. And remember, customize your connection request because you want your contact to remember that you met at the such and such industry conference or that you had a conversation about their new product or whatever it happens to be. Because remember, connecting with people means that you're thinking about them specifically and you want to join their network for a specific reason. On the selfish side, adding to your first degree connections, which again, you can count and decide how many there are, will have a direct effect on your third degree connections, which of course is going to be much more important for your job search as you need to be findable and within somebody's third degree network so that you can be found on broader searches for people who do what you do. So that's 1. 2 is telephone meetings. How many of your new connections are you turning into phone calls? This number is going to be smaller. You can see that that funnel is going to start to do this. Because connections can linger in purgatory, in limbo on LinkedIn, and you'll never do anything with some of these. But what if you could reach out to somebody directly and offer yourself as a contact, first of all, but also specifically request a phone conversation? Not everybody's going to be available and not everybody's going to care. But people who want to talk about themselves are absolutely going to be interested in what you have to say, in the questions that you have, and they get to have a platform to talk about their favorite subject, which is them. So if you're making new connections and asking for telephone meetings, that's the next level that you can measure. The 3rd level you can measure, you can see where this is going, is turning those phone calls into face-to-face meetings. Maybe they're coffee meetings or lunch meetings or after work drink meetings, those kinds of things. But you have to ask. And these face-to-face meetings now have real value because you can see they're going to be exceptionally rare. And they might give the person you're targeting the sense that you are truly interested in what they have to say because you want to spend your valuable time with them as well. So 4, and now we're starting to switch over into actual meetings that might have actual ROI for your job search in a tangible way. 4 is converting those face-to-face conversations with contacts into recommendations and actual meetings with hiring executives. So it's really important that you develop a targeted list of companies that you're interested in so that you can build advocacy within those organizations. And by making yourself into a known quantity to multiple people within the target organization, you're now generating a kind of a force in favor of your candidacy over others to the hiring executive. And it's going to make that hiring executive want to know you better. And furthermore, having these conversations before jobs are even available or something that is ideal for you even is put on the table means that you're now going to be top of mind when those positions do become available. So having these informal conversations, whether by phone certainly or by in face-to-face opportunities with these hiring executives, that's going to help you get closer to the bottom of that funnel for number five now, which is going to be the interview. So at some point, those face-to-face meetings or phone calls with executives that are doing hiring or thinking about adding to their team or what have you, those conversations are going to convert into job interviews. And it might even be right under your nose. You might not even know what's happening, although I'm sure you'll be watching these things as they go. But ever so slightly, the conversation, the tenor of the conversation will shift, and you'll see that you're now being interviewed as much as you are interviewing them. And just as much as these conversations that you've had all along, you can think of as rare. Of course, the job interview is going to be the rarest of them all. So you need to make sure that you are prepared and you have done your research and you've done all the thinking ahead of time and you've prepared your materials and you've thought about your questions so that you can determine whether you're the right fit for the organization. They can determine whether you're the right fit for the organization and you can determine whether that organization is the right fit for you. So now you have a set of numbers. You have new connections on LinkedIn. You have telephone meetings. You have face-to-face meetings. You have meetings with executives. And on the fifth level, you have job interviews at the very bottom of this funnel. So where are you experiencing a bottleneck? Are you making connections on LinkedIn but not getting anybody to talk to you? Maybe you need to customize your connection message a little better. Or maybe you need to reach out to a different category of connection or different industry or different function. Maybe you're not getting face-to-face meetings. Maybe you're asking for meetings at 10 in the morning when people are busy. Maybe you're not thinking about sort of the broader implication of what it means for someone to give up their rare time, their scarce time for you. So what are you bringing back to the table that your audience can use? Anyway, the more that you analyze where your strategy is falling off, the more likely you will be able to determine what you need to fix in the process so that you can have a more successful job search. So thanks again for paying attention to the 5-minute job search. I'm Amy Adler, and I'm a 5-Strengths Career Transition Expert. You can find me at 5strengths.com or 801-810-5627.